Blog Talk Radio.
Top of the evening, you have just tuned in to our new edition, Push My Story, with Pastor Mino Livingston and Elder Gerald Livingston from Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. We have a very important message this afternoon. We are so glad that you are tuning in, amen, to see what the Lord has to say. What I'm about to tell you is going to affect every individual, every living soul, every boy, every girl, every teen, every mother, every father, every family. Now, this is not a new era, but we keep seeing the changes, and changes constantly slipping slowly upon us. And God wants us to be aware of what's getting ready to take place. Now, the Word of God, amen, prepare us and set a pathway for the people of God. Now, before we get into it, we're going to bring a couple of scriptures that we want you to take the time out and read, because this is the living Word of God. This is the pathway, the plan of God that is going to have a way for us to escape. But we first must believe that He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. So we come in from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter and the first verse. Then we go into the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th verse, and the 20th verse. Then we go into the book of Colossians. Colossians is an excellent book. And we go into the first chapter, and we're going to start from the 3rd through the 18th verse. If we cannot cover it all, I promise you, if you read it, you will understand what the Lord is telling us. So we come in from the book of St. John. What is truth? What is this truth, amen, that they are talking about? Everybody's calling out. Everybody's yelling. Everybody's saying, I have the truth. Everybody has some type of theory, some kind of delusion or some kind of philosophy. But I want you to know today that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the truth. And nothing, amen, can change that, regardless what's going to take place in this world. I want to bring your attention to the book of St. John first. And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, He pruneth, that it may bear more fruit. Ye are already clean through the word of God. Therefore, just for a moment, because we have to set the stage for the people. God has called us into the ministry to preach the good news and glad tidings to the rich, to the poor, to the less fortunate, to the weak, to the sick. The gospel is for everyone, and it's good news and glad tidings. But the one thing that God wants us to note is this is not our home. He had went away to prepare a better place for us. But we first must believe first in order to receive and reap the benefits of God. Now, it tells us that Jesus Christ is our perpetrator. He was the one, amen, that was sacrificed, amen, for our atonement, for our sins. The Father, which is in heaven, had prepared the pathway for us to escape, because I want you to take note what's going around us. Things are happening. Things are slipping up around us. I want you to be aware, amen, that in St. John, the first chapter and 12th verse, it says, but to all who believe him and accept him, he gave the right to become the children of God. See, first we got to believe. I can't talk to someone that does not believe, that do not have the heart, amen, to sit and hear this message. I am reaching out to those that are open-hearted, open-minded, and willing to receive the word of God. Now, I know you can read the word of God for yourself. This is what it's all about. But you must be born again of the water and of the spirit, or we cannot even see the kingdom of God. There is a preparation. There is a preparation. There are constitutions. There are laws and regulations that God put in place. Now, I want you to take note to some things, because I want to let you know, amen, something is about to happen. Something is about to happen, and things are happening on your job. Things are happening in the economy. Things are happening in the government. God said, I will not have you ignorant. I will not have you ignorant, be carried away with dumb idols. These things must come upon the earth. These things shall come. But these things are not to frighten us or scare us, or it is to prepare us for a better place. God has a remedy for the solution. Now, we have over 0.9 billion people in the world, and we have 2.2 billion that are Christians, which is 31% of the population of the world. And we know that the Islam is 1.6 billion, which is about 22.5%. Now, in the secular world, there's non-Christians, there are Anagnostics, and there are atheists, and there's Hinduism, which is about 1 billion people. So we're talking about 13, almost 14%. We have to roll up our sleeves. We have a duty, amen, to perform. We have a job. Amen. But we cannot take the message out there if we don't have the truth. We cannot be ready, and we do not have the equipment if we are not doing it the way God say to do it. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man can come to the Father but through me. He said in that fourth verse, he said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. See, God is letting us know that we are clean through the word of God. We have to prepare ourselves for spiritual warfare. What is truth? People keep asking, what is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. Everybody, amen, praise God, got some kind of definition of some way to define the truth, amen, and they find it in the world, amen, and that is not, it is spiritual. It is spiritual, my friend. If we look at St. John, and it's telling us in that 15th verse, if you read it, it says, no longer do I tell you, servant, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friend, for all things that I've heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. You see, we no longer call a servant. God is calling us friend. God is calling us, amen, praise God, because he wants to reveal everything to us. He wants us to know, to be prepared, and he will be with us through all the storms, through all, amen, things that we have to go through. We look at Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th verse, and it says, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. See, God said all power, all authority. And to back it up, in the book of Colossians, it tells you, I love the book of Colossians, and it says in the first chapter in the 15th verse, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible or invisible, whether it be thrones, whether it be dominion, polities, powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. I want you to know, amen, that all power and authority was given to him above all principality, above all thrones, all government. I want you to take heed to what God is saying to us, because the things that are visible, the things that are invisible, God was the creator of all things. He wants us to be aware, amen. We may not cannot see him, but we can feel him. How can we identify him? We can try him by the Spirit, through his word, as we meditate in the word, as we go before God in prayer and fasting. When we have that dialogue, when we have that communication talking to God, and we asking God to give us spiritual eyes, give us, Lord, spiritual understanding, that we may be enlightened for the things of getting ready to take place. Now, I want you to realize that you have an adversary. You have an enemy that you cannot see. For the Bible said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and rulers in darkness of this world. So we know that, amen, that the world, amen, praise God, is an enemy to God. So therefore, you are not greater than the master, amen, for it hated God first. It will hate you as well. So we know that, amen, that God, amen, praise God, is the creator, and he is he's the head of everything, visible, invisible. We know that he is the firstborn of creation. He is the firstborn of the dead. There is none. There is none like him. I want you to realize that what I am about to tell you, it affects every child, every family, everybody. Because let me tell you, there's getting ready to be a shift. There's going to be a change, and it's slowly coming through. But God don't want us to be sweet while this change is coming. You say, well, what kind of change? Change in government, change on people's job, change in family, change in people in general. You're going to find a shift in finance. You're going to see a shift in the money. You're going to see the shift, amen, praise God, the way we used to do things. We're not doing it no longer, amen, and things are moving subtle, amen, praise God, but yet quickly. But God said in his word, amen, he will not leave us nor forsake us, amen, as we connect to God, as we continue to know his will. Now, I want you to look at that book of Colossians, because there is something in here about God's word, amen, about his will. So how can I help? How can I be a part of it? Amen. But he told us in the word, if you go back, I'm going to come back to Colossians. If you go back to Matthew and then look at that 28th chapter and that 19th verse, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I want you to know that God promised you he will be with you. And as the change become, amen, as the change come, amen, we're going to be aware of the change. We're going to know all about the change, and we are ready for the change. Amen. So we have to teach our children. Amen. Bible says teach them in the morning, teach them in the noonday, teach them when they rise up early in the morning, teach them when they're sitting down. Don't let them get caught up in all this electronic. It's all right sometimes, but look, spending more than 1 hour, amen, on a computer and television is no good for your children. There is not even anything good on television. Amen. You need to have parental, amen, rights and see what your children are looking on television, on their cell phone. You need to be up on what is happening, because I told you the change is very subtle. Amen. The enemy is very subtle. We are in a spiritual warfare. Now, I know it's hard for some of us to believe that, but you know the devil used witchcraft. Amen. He's all about magic. Amen. Controlling. Amen. And controlling you and what you hear and what you see. See, because the enemy doesn't care anything about you. Thinking about is putting things in your imagination to appear one way, but on the other side is something's death. I want you to realize, amen, praise God, that Satan, amen, he doesn't care anything about you, amen. He doesn't care nothing about your family. All he cares about is using you and what he can do for himself. What can he do to overthrow the people of God? What can he do to keep souls from being saved and being entered into the kingdom of God? What can he do to destroy somebody's soul? What can he give to overthrow a family? This is what he does. This is what we have to realize, amen. He is the enemy. We need someone to guide us, to lead us, to teach us spiritual warfare. We need to be enlightened, because these things are in another dimension. Amen. We are in the first dimension, but we're talking about second and third dimension. We're talking about spiritual warfare, because the Bible let us know, amen, our weapons that we have are not carnal, but they are strong and mighty through Christ Jesus. Now, Jesus talked about his will. If you go back to the book of Colossians, he kept emphasizing in that chapter about 3 or 4 times about his will. And I want you to take note, just in case I cannot cover it all, but I want you to take note, amen, that he was talking about it in the 5th verse, the 9th verse, and the 11th verse. And we're going to try to go through that if we can. Now, he talks about his mystery made known to us, the mystery of his will. Why is it a mystery? Because they are spiritual. They are not of this world. Amen. And they are phenomenals. Amen. Praise God. That only God revealed to those that seek him, those that diligently, amen, praise God, will seek him and be sincere, amen, and God will reveal the revelation knowledge of his will. We will know, amen, praise God. We will not be ignorant of the things. He also has let us know that his will is also his good pleasure for himself. See, when God takes pleasure in us, amen, it is his will. It is his will that no man perish, but all men come unto repentance. We are to come into the glory of God. We are to lift him and praise him, because we have overcome. What? Over 2,000 years ago, we had victory. The victory was won. Amen. The Constitution law was passed over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Jesus Christ came and paid it all in full. We are no longer that have to live, amen, in sin. We are to pull off, the old man and put on the new man, the Bible says. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. Now, he also talked about it in his will. Right briefly, he talks about the course of his will. The course, amen, the counsel of his will. And the only way that you're going to be able to get the counsel of his will and the course of the will and the pathway to go through the right pathway, meaning going through the right door, amen, stand with God and following his lead through the word of God. The word of God will bring us strength. The word will give us encouragement. The word will give us confidence. It will build us up. God wants us to be settled, amen, be grounded, amen, in the word of God, that we're not so easily moved, because so many are falling by the wayside because they have not continued. He said, if you continue in my word, indeed you are my disciple. Amen. So we have to stay with God. Let me tell you something about warfare. All the years of my life serving God, as long as I didn't understand it, as long as I did not seek God, I would never, never understand it. But the more I began to seek God, I began to cry out to God, I mean, reach out to God, God would give it to me by parts, little by little he will reveal. Because, God, look, he is our father. He is our parent. Let me tell you something. The parents, the mother, amen, that father, true father, that good father, that good mother watches over her children. She brings them to safety. Amen. She provides for them. He opens doors for his children. He gives good gifts to his children. Amen. And let me tell you something. God is good to us. He is a parent to us, and we are the children of God. We are the saints that are sanctified. Amen. He is our God, our Father. He is the only true God, and there is no other God beside him. So let me tell you what I'm about to tell you, the devil don't want you to know. Amen. Praise God, because he do not want you to know your identity. He does not want you to know your DNA. He does not want you to know who you really are. Amen. Because sometimes we are in confusion. Amen. We think it's all about the world and, amen, the things in the world. We think it's all about who has the biggest house, who has drive the nicest car, who wear the finest clothes, and who got the most money in the bank. It has nothing to do with that. God lend that to us. He give us talents. He give us ability, amen, to accumulate. But he wants us to have him first. Have no other God beside him. Amen. Put God first, amen. God will teach you and lead you and show you, amen, the most hidden mystery of his will. His will that you not perish but be in good health, even as your soul prosper. What good is it, amen, praise God, as you accumulating everything in this world and you're building up everything is, and you have no inheritance for the kingdom of God. Amen. Because when we leave this world, guess what? We will never die. We will never, never die. But we will continue to live in the spirit, whether it be with God or will it be in darkness. So we have to know who we are. We have to know who we belong to. Now, we have the agnostics. We have, look, we have the atheists that don't believe anything. We got to roll up our sleeves. We have, amen, 1.6, amen, million, amen, billion of Muslims that need to be converted. Because they are, let me tell you something, they have the wrong doctrine. They have the doctrine of evil. They have the doctrine, amen, of murder. They have the doctrine, amen, to destroy. Look, God did not come to destroy us. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to take, he's trying to control, he's trying to take, amen, praise God, bring it all up under one umbrella. He's trying to dominate, he's trying to be another Hitler, amen. This is not the will of God, and we are not careful, amen, praise God, and we're not praying, amen, we're going to be in a world of trouble. America is going to be in trouble, for Babylon is falling down. So I want you to realize, amen, praise God, we have a work to do to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to the people, to our family, to our neighbors, to our friends, amen, and sometimes even striking a conversation with a stranger, amen, praise God, you become the best friend. Look, the best friends that I've ever had is meeting a stranger, amen, and when I met that stranger, amen, we begin to talk, and we begin to talk about things, and things that we love, and we begin to share love, amen, and then you find yourself being friends, and you find yourself getting closer, and you find out, amen, praise God, that we can really help each other. We can really be a unit. We can be a force against the spirit of Satan, against all principalities and rulers in darkness. We need God to move for us. The Bible tells us, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, amen, praise God, and turn from the evil way, he will heal the land. Let me tell you something. Our forefathers, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, many presidents, amen, praise God, they went before God, went before his throne and asked for God's direction. They were our example. They were our forefathers that kept this country, amen, praise God, that kept us, amen, praise God, from the enemy. Praise God, many blood was shed on this soil. But let me tell you something. We hold up that bloodstained banner because Jesus Christ gave us the victory. We want you to know that God is truth. There is no other truth. He said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am, praise God. If you abide in me and I in you, amen, praise God, and we become one. We become one. So we want you to realize this is a very important message because see, all power and authority was given to him in heaven and earth, because when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he rose with all power. Amen. He snatched the keys, amen, out of the hands of Satan, because Satan, amen, praise God, took the keys from Adam, amen, praise God, but Jesus Christ came and redeemed us, amen. He come, amen, to destroy the works of Satan. He come, amen, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, that we owe freedom, God's free agent. We have the right, amen, to the tree of life. We have choices to make, but we must make the right choices. We must make the right choices for our family. We must make the right choices, amen, and be effective, amen, that our children will be able to see the change that's in us. They must see the change that we are strong, we are mighty through Christ Jesus. Without God, we can do nothing. Amen. The world, amen, praise God, love its own. But I want you to see here, it says, amen, that we must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Well, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We want to encourage you. We want you to be strong. Amen. 2016, amen, praise God, is a prosperous year. It's a preparing year for the people of God. Amen, praise God. And we are the strong ones. We are the ones that reach it out and we bring it in our brothers and sisters. We are the one, amen, praise God, that use, amen, that God use us to do the will, amen, for his good pleasure. Amen. We trust and hope that you got something out of the Word of God. Amen. Tune in. Amen. If you have questions or concerns, please contact us. Amen. Praise God. If you want to be a part on the radio, we would love to have you. Amen. We love you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And we pray for you in Jesus' name.